We'll now call the November 9th meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission to order. Commissioner Lowe, may we have a roll call?
Yes, Madam Chair. Commissioner Wilson. I'm here. Commissioner Stanton.
Here.
Commissioner Dunn.
Present.
Commissioner McMahon.
Present.
Commissioner Carroll. Commissioner Godway Jones.
Here.
Commissioner Placer.
Here.
Commissioner Ford.
Here.
We have seven present. We have a quorum.
Thank you. Are there any changes to the agenda tonight?
No, there are not, ma'am.
Move to approve.
Second.
Approval moved by Commissioner McMahon, seconded by Commissioner Stanton. Is there a thumbs up approval of the motion? Unanimous. We all received a copy of the minutes from our October 19th meeting. Are there any changes or adjustments to the minutes?
Move to approve.
Second.
Approval is moved by Commissioner McMahon, seconded by Commissioner Stanton. Thumbs up approval of the minutes. Unanimous. Thank you. The first thing on our agenda for this evening is a tabling request in case number 268-2023, a request by Crockett Engineering Consultants on behalf of Faye Knoll seeking assignment of R1 single-family dwelling district zoning as permanent zoning on a 3.65-acre tract located at the corner of West Gillespie Bridge and Chapel Hill Road on annexation. The subject site is presently zoned Boone County A2 and improved with a single-family dwelling and outbuildings addressed as 5550 West Gillespie Bridge Road. A request to table this item to the December 21st, 2023 Planning Commission meeting has been received. May we please have a staff report?
Have my apologies first for the wrong header in the document. This happens occasionally when we copy over things. So we have the right graphic, at least, and we have the right text. This is a request to table the proposed permanent zoning on this tract of land, subject to its annexation, due to an issue that arose in the review, the technical review of the request. Difficulty in meeting our fire code standards for water to serve the property properly. Fire hydrant needs to be within 600 feet of the property. There is a fire hydrant at the end of Becky's Bluff Court, which is the street that comes in off of Forest Glen Drive on the graphic in front of you. That is to the rear of the property. And without significant improvements to the adjoining lots to create a fire access apparatus road, it was identified as that not being a possible solution to the problem. That resulted in a potential 700-foot extension of water. An approximate cost of about $60,000 is estimated by the project engineer. After receiving that information, the applicant asked for advice, and we have instructed them to request that council give consideration to authorizing staff to prepare an annexation agreement instead of a direct annexation. We have a history associated with that type of activity. We have a report being presented, or resolution, I should say, being presented to council on November 20th, seeking that authorization. If that authorization is granted, this case will be removed from the commission's consideration, and it would be processed as an annexation agreement, meaning authorization to connect the parcel in question to city sewer would be granted. However, it would not be required to annex into the city of Columbia until the city decides it is appropriate, and that would potentially be at a later date when water and other public infrastructure is available to the site at a more reasonable cost. That could be a result of development occurring on the west side of the Perchy Ridge or some other events occurring within this particular area. That is the reason for the request to table. And we asked for it to be tabled out to the 21st, given that your December 7th meeting was already occupied by another pressing item. So with that is all we have to offer. We support the request to allow us to work through our more technical process internally.
Thank you very much. Has any of our other fellow commissioners had any outside contact related to this case? Please disclose so. Commissioner McMahon.
Just as an FYI, 30 years ago, Faye Knoll and I used to be really good friends. I have not seen her since that time.
Thank you, Commissioner. Seeing no other disclosures, does anyone have any questions for staff? Seeing none. Was this advertised for public comment?
Yes, it was.
Okay. Did any members of the general public come tonight to speak on this case? Seeing none, is there any commissioner comment on the case? Commissioner McMahon?
Seeing no questions or comments, I have a motion. In the matter of case 268-2023, what are we calling this?
Tabling request.
I move to table date certain 21 December 2023.
Second.
The tabling motion has been made by Commissioner McMahon and seconded by Commissioner Dunn. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, Commissioner Lowe, may we have a roll call?
Yes, Madam Chair. My vote is yes. Commissioner Stanton?
Yes.
Commissioner Dunn?
Yes.
Commissioner McMahon?
Aye.
Commissioner Galway-Jones?
Yes.
Commissioner Placer?
Yes.
Commissioner Ford?
Yes.
We have 7 votes for. The motion passes.
Thank you. That case will be tabled to date certain December 21st. The next item is under public hearings, case number 01-2024. Always throws me when we start the year before the year starts. It's all right. Case number 01-2024, a request by Ingram Civil Engineering Group on behalf of Centerpoint Columbia Real Estate LLC for approval of a revised PD plan for Centerpoint Hospital, adding a new 30-bed wing, revised perimeter circulation road, and dumpster location. The 12.1-acre subject site is located at the northeast corner of North Highway 763 and International Drive and includes the address 1201 International Drive. May we please have a staff report?
All right, thank you, Madam Chair. To start, public notification was sent out to property owners and neighborhood associations in the form of early notification postcards on the 6th of October, as well as property owner letters, which were sent out on the 23rd. In addition, advertisement was placed on Columbia Daily Tribune in reference to the public hearing on the 17th. Moving on over here, you have an aerial shot of the property, which is shown in red. It is located along the eastern side of North Highway 763, aka Rangeline Street. It has a mix of industrial, commercial, and PD zones adjacent to it. In this case, the applicants are currently seeking to add a 30-room building and a revised circulation road to their previous CP plan. This was approved in January of 2017. You can take a look at the site plan to the left of the slide. I should mention that it has been rotated clockwise once. This means that north faces directly towards the right of the image. For reference, Rangeline Street runs along the top of the image along the site. The proposed plan amendment is outlined in red as shown along the north central or east of the property. The building consists of around 12,000 square feet, and the revised circulation road moves along the perimeter as shown. Initially, the facility's use was designated as a hospital pursuant to the pre-UDC zoning ordinance. However, according to our current zoning code, its reclassification to a residential care facility is more suitable per its actual use. I'll get into more detail with this in a second. Moving on, the property is currently zoned PD, also known as Planned Development District. As I briefly mentioned before, the adjacent properties are zoned City Industrial towards the north, County Commercial General towards the west, City Mixed Use Corridor towards the southwest, and City Planned Development PD towards the south and east of the property. The site is contiguous to this county, as shown by its common border towards the west, as well as to the city along the north, east, and south of the property. The site is also placed within the urban services area, which means it has access to all public utilities from the city. Electricity will be provided by the county from Boone Electric Cooperative. Getting to the history of the CP plan, which was approved back in January of 2017, to the left, you have the previously approved site plan. For reference, I will say again that north runs towards the right of the image. Per our previous UDC zoning ordinance, this facility was designated as a hospital. It included a total of 72 beds and 2,700 square feet of outpatient services. According to previous parking regulations, one parking space was required per bed for hospital use, and one space per 200 square feet was required for outpatient services. This would total up to a requirement of about 86 parking spaces for the facility. They eventually constructed 126 spaces, which falls under the maximum allowed at the time. With the reclassification from a hospital to a residential care facility, the parking requirement would be a minimum of 31 spaces. This is outlined in our current code, which was adopted in March 2017, in which one parking space per six beds is required for a residential care facility. In addition to the outpatient service requirements, which I should mention is stayed the same from our previous code, the total would come up to around 31 spaces, as I mentioned. So staff believe that reclassification of the facility's use is appropriate given that there are no medical procedures taking place on site. The changes in the site plan were reviewed extensively and looked to be in compliance with UDC standards in regards to parking and site features such as landscaping and circulation. The reclassification will also ensure that no new construction of paving or parking will be required in tandem. In addition, the proposed circulation road is appropriate under current code and is found acceptable by the fire department. And to conclude, our recommendation is for the commission to approve the proposed revision to the Center Point Hospital of Columbia PD plan.
Thank you. Before we go to questions for staff, are there any members of the commission who would like to disclose outside contact that they've had regarding this case? Seeing none, I just want to take a moment and say thank you. This is the first case you've had in front of us. You did very well. Thank you. Okay, any questions for staff? Seeing none, are there any members of the public who are here to speak on this case? Going once, going twice. Come on forward. Please state your name and address for the record and speak as close into the microphone as you feel comfortable.
My name is Bubba Ingram. My company is Ingram Civil Engineering. Our address is 212 Overlook Circle, Suite 105 in Brentwood, Tennessee. Thank you. I wasn't sure if the reference to the public was us or those that might be from neighboring properties. We're appreciative of you all allowing us to present this project. We were a part of the project in 2017, and I think by all accounts, this has been a success. And the addition is a sign of that, the extra 30 beds. We're here tonight, myself and Robert Marsh, the CEO of the facility, to answer any questions. We're in agreement with staff's position as stated by Keon, and I want to thank them for being so helpful and available to us through the process. Being at a distance sometimes can be a little bit of a hurdle, but they've done a great job of helping us through the process, and so grateful for that. We're here to answer any questions for your time.
Thank you. Are there any questions for the speaker? Commissioner McMahon.
I just have a comment, and that's to follow up on what our speaker just said. Given the complexity of this, when it first came before us in 2017 and several of us were here, I thought we'd be up and down and in and out over this over and over and over, and we have not been. I don't know why that happened. I'm going to take that as a win and hope everything in the facilities is like tip-top 100%. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments or questions, Commissioner Placer?
About the only, I don't know if you call it, lengthy discussion in the report was about the parking, that you've gone from hospital-level parking now to requiring less parking because of the reclassification, to having, at this point, more parking than is designated. I mean, do you have any thoughts about that, about the future of that space? Is there any, it does seem to be a shame to have so much impervious surface if it's not needed for that classification. Maybe we'll be looking at an expansion sometime before too long, so that might not be an issue.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for the comment, and that was probably the item that we spent the most time wrestling with on this. The rest of it was pretty black and white. And in fact, we do work for this client and others with similar services across the country. And many times these facilities are licensed as hospitals by the states. And so it would seem to the local folks, without looking into the services further, that they would fit under the hospital classification. Some folks have gotten so far along now, some cities and municipalities and counties, to have a classification for residential treatment and group homes and various distinguishing uses that are in the spectrum of use. And what we find representing these clients across the country is that it's very difficult to pin an ordinance that is going to fit all of these facilities and the parking specifically that's needed. Some of them support education. As nurses come in for training days and so forth, they'll have a spike that may put some more demand in place certain days of a week or in a certain month. There's other things that happen maybe on visitation times where the demand would go up a little bit. But the nature of the facility is that the folks that are staying there are not drivers usually when they come into the facility. So it's just a different kind of facility. And so the parking codes have a difficult time being written precisely to fit the moment. I think, Robert, if you'd like to speak on how the parking
just
does.
Give us 1 second, then we'll finish with you, and then we'll go to him,
okay.
I promise.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
I was just going to let him speak to the parking situation as he experiences it day in and day out, but that's my finding as a civil engineer representing these facilities in different places.
Appreciate that. Anything else for the speaker? Seeing none. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Next person who would like to come forward? Sure. Presumably to talk about parking. Name and address for the record, please.
Robert Marsh, and address is in where do I live in Columbia?
Whichever address you'd like to give us.
So 1201 International is the hospital, but I live in Southwest Perfect. Columbia. So
thank you.
New to the community, June of last year. Love it here. But so just to speak to the parking specifically, so when the issue came up, we started working with this group behind it. You know, we did a case study for about 3 weeks just tracking during our peak kind of operational times, and we were only utilizing about 60-65% of the parking lot during peak times, you know, and then during the overnight, I mean, 20-25% of the parking lot. So certainly we were happy that we didn't have to add more wasted space, I guess, if you will. And, you know, the population we do serve there in the psych industry are generally patients that are coming in, direct admits from ERs, from our community, and from local surrounding hospitals. And so, as it was alluded to, they're not coming in with their own vehicles the majority of the time. So you're right on track with that. But, gosh, it'd be a shame to have all that space and not really be using it. And so this will get us to a point where we're using more of it. And with the hope that this continues to be a success for the hospital, we'll see what the future brings and being able to create more space to serve more folks that need our help. Absolutely.
There could be mini golf.
So don't threaten me with a good time.
Any other questions for the speaker? Seeing none. Thank you very much for your time. Very good. Is there anyone else who would like to speak on this case? Seeing none, are there any commissioner comments? Commissioner McMahon.
Documenter, Mr. Zenner. Thank you. Seeing no other questions or concerns, I have a motion. In the matter of case 012024, Center Point Hospital of Columbia PD Plan Major PD Amendment, I move to approve.
Second.
Approval has been moved by Commissioner McMahon and seconded by Commissioner Stanton. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, when you're ready, Commissioner Lowe, may we have a roll call?
Yes. My vote is yes. Commissioner Stanton?
I'm going to abstain.
Commissioner Dunn?
Yes.
Commissioner McMahon?
Yes.
Commissioner Galway-Jones?
Yes.
Commissioner Placer?
Yes.
Commissioner Ford?
Yes.
We have 6 votes for and 1 abstention. The motion passes.
Thank you. That recommendation will be forwarded to City Council. Is there any other motion made on that case? Seeing none, we will move on to general public comments. Is there anyone here from the public who wishes to make general comments to the commission? Seeing none, staff comments?
Yes, be very limited. You have a meeting on December 7th. We will have a work session. We will continue our stimulating conversation on the RC zoning district. Hopefully give a little bit more information so we can continue to move forward in making decisions. And then you will have a regular meeting at 7 p.m. We will have coffee and we'll have a nice conversation. That conversation is in relationship to our favorite topic that we will be finally taking action on after almost 2 years, is your short-term rental regulations. We sent out notice for this for public comment at the end of October. The engagement request is out on Be Heard. We are receiving feedback in from the engagement portal at this point. In review of those comments generally, they are reading the ordinance, which is a good sign. We also have been asked several questions as a separate segment of the engagement portal, Be Heard. We will be responding to those publicly, so we are starting to generate an FAQ's response. And the questions that are being asked as well are insightful. They are asking for clarifications, and this is exactly part of what we will likely end up having to address during the public hearing as well. So that is the only item that is on the agenda, and it will begin at 7. Standard public procedure will apply, obviously, and hopefully we will be able to get through this with a recommendation for City Council consideration. Given that this is an item that does go from the Commission to Council, depending on what the Commission's decision is at the end of the hearing, you do have options available to you. You are able to table to continue the item if you feel that it is necessary, or you can take terminal action on the amendment, and we will prepare the appropriate staff report for the Council's consideration. And introduction would be on the 16th of January, if I am not incorrect, if we follow our regular procedure, because the Council does not have a January 2 Council meeting. So those are the details associated with that item. Of course, this is a citywide text amendment, so there is no map. And then, as we talked in work session this evening, the December 21st meeting, which is a scheduled meeting, if you are going to be absent, please let me know as soon as possible. We will have multiple items on that agenda. With that, that is all we have to offer. Thank you very much this evening for your conversation, and we will provide you additional details with the RC Zoning District for the next meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Zenner. Are there any commissioner comments? Commissioner Stanton.
I abstained from the last vote because I was involved in building the original building, and I may be involved in this part, so I just thought it'd be safe.
We appreciate your conscientiousness. Any other commissioner comments? I had a quick question for staff. At some point, will we, I don't know how to say this without making it sound like I'm putting extra work on you, but how soon before the December 7th meeting will we get some of the public comments to review, I guess is my question.
It would be coming out with our standard packet production.
So the Friday before.
Yeah, let me get you that date so we have it.
I'm anticipating there will be extra reading compared to our normal.
Interestingly enough, the observation at least that I can make at this point, we have only received about 10 comments within the Be Heard app. We have only received probably about a half a dozen sent directly to our planning at como.gov email. I will note that we sent out a second notice to 35,000 people today. We also will be running an ad for public comment in Sunday's Columbia Tribune, and then we will follow that up with the regular public hearing ad in 2 weeks. So that number may increase. I'm starting to filter through the comments to summarize, and as I do that, I may be able to provide the commission a little bit of lead time with those, but so the public understands if they are watching, full submitted comments will be provided to the commission as part of the packet, and if we are capable to address some of the needs of the commission for that additional heads-up reading, we will send you what we have, but we will also be responding publicly to questions that have been asked through Be Heard. So the public that does choose to review it from that engagement portal will be able to see questions that their fellow citizens have asked, potentially address them. And the questions that are being asked are ones that I believe we were anticipating. What happens if I'm running over 31 days? What's the basis for a single licensure or choosing 120 days? Those are the types of questions that were being asked at this point. It is not questions that are confrontational. They are more informational. And those are the types of questions that shows what we are seeing at this point. People are digesting the code, and they're asking where there is that confusion. And those are the types of things that we will address, and hopefully addressing those will reduce even further the amount of commentary we may get.
Thank you very much. Any other commissioner comments? Commissioner McMahon.
Just really quick. Mr. Zenner, I've been meaning to bring this up for several years and keep not doing it. The Tribune is the paper of record. It is not the number one circular in the county of Boone or the city of Columbia. I believe that needs to be addressed to meet the needs of our citizen. I'm not sure it's even half the Missourian anymore. So putting that back in your court, FYI.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Commissioner McMahon. And I saw that council voted for an engagement person, so maybe soon you'll have a direct person to talk to about that.
You mean the locomotion employee?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Sorry.
Are there any other? Yes, Commissioner Lowe.
I move to adjourn.
Second.
Adjournment has been moved by Commissioner Lowe, seconded by Commissioner McMahon. Without objection, we will stand adjourned.